before, it wasn't that unusual. What set the young man apart was the way he carried himself. When he crossed the room and settled down at one of the corner tables, he moved with the smooth stride of a cat, a combination of strength and unconscious grace where Tess had expected the gangly awkwardness of someone barely out of puberty. He leaned back in his chair, nursing his whiskey, and watched the other men with a stoic expression. Everything about him showed calm confidence, everything but the way he worried the forage cap on his lap between his long, slender fingers. Angry voices from the bar made Tess turn around. A red-faced soldier grabbed one of her girls by the throat and shook her. "Let go of her! Now!" Tess rushed back to the bar. The angry soldier let go of the girl, roaring like a grizzly bear. He whirled around and backhanded Tess. Pain exploded in her face. She crashed into the bar. For a moment, she couldn't breathe. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Charlie reach for the revolver he kept behind the bar. Before the situation could escalate further, someone grabbed the soldier by his uniform lapel, whirled him around, and forced him away from Tess and the gasping girl. The drunken soldier swung up his fists. A jab threw back his opponent's head. Tess's eyes widened. Her savior was none other than the young man from the corner table. He was half a head shorter and weighed considerably less than his drunken foe, but he didn't back down. He stepped forward and threw a punch. The bigger man lowered his head and charged him like a furious bull. One of her girls cried out. A few of the men shouted encouragements at the fighters, hastily betting money on how long the smaller man would last under the iron fists of his opponent. Tess reached for the small revolver hidden in one of her garters. She swung up the weapon, but the big soldier was already standing still, looking down the barrel of the boy's revolver. "You better sober up real quick, Corporal, before I spare the Mexicans the work and shoot you right here, right now." The boy's voice was low and quiet, yet left no doubt about his determination. The corporal brought up a trembling hand and wiped blood off his lip without looking away from the boy. The silent battle of wills went on for a few seconds before he lowered his gaze and let out a breath.
All right, I'm sober."
The boy put away his revolver, but his sharp gaze remained fixed on his opponent.
"I think you owe these ladies an apology, Corporal."
"What?"
The soldier stared at him.
"But they ain't no luck."
"Was that a yes, sir?"
the boy asked, his eyes narrowed. The corporal's teeth ground against each other.
"Yes, sir."
The boy gestured toward Tess. After hesitating for a few more seconds, the corporal turned around and faced her.
"I apologize."
"An apology won't pay for the glasses you broke when you threw me against the bar," Tess said, the small revolver still in her hand. As the brothel's madam, she had learned to be a charming hostess, a motherly figure for her girls, and most of all, a tough businesswoman.
"Pay her,"
the boy said, his gray eyes like steel. Grumbling, the soldier threw some coins on the bar and stormed out of the brothel. The boy watched him leave, then laid another coin on the bar and turned to follow him.
"Wait!"
Tess hurried after him. The young man reluctantly turned back around. His gaze flickered to the door as if he wanted to disappear through it as quickly as possible.
"Yes, ma'am?"
"Your nose," Tess pointed. "It's bleeding. Come with me to my room and let me tend to it." She extended her hand. The boy didn't take it.
"That's not necessary, ma'am. It'll stop soon enough."
"It'll stop sooner if I tend to it. I have a lot of experience with patching up victims of a brawl."
"Come on, Luke,"
one of the boy's comrades shouted.
"No man in his right mind says no when Miss Tess invites him up to her room. Be a man and go with her."
The corner of the boy's mouth twitched, hinting at an almost smile, the first Tess had seen from him. Before he could refuse once more, Tess took his hand and led him upstairs, ignoring the cheers.